Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China, man. With the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up witness.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content for you to get. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We
talk about
gold, we beat, we fight our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's some light off. Hip-hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble, rapping solo, me sitting on the hips. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This is the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. Welcome to episode 634 of the Murder Master Music Show. We're bringing back a phenomenal, talented man who was just recently on the show with Erica Wright to speak about the unveiling of Eazy-E's new Tombstone. And they had the unveiling on the 7th. It's amazing. You got to check out the work. I mean, go to cemeterytim.com. This guy is super talented. He's got a lot of things in the works we're going to talk about tonight. Let me bring him on right now. Cemetery Tim, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Man. Huge honor. I mean, we had you on about a week or so ago, and that was before the unveiling, and they had the unveiling. Phenomenal piece of work, man. I imagine you've heard that a lot over the past few days. What has been the reaction, though, man? Tell me what everyone's been saying.
Man, you know what? It's just the energy when the cover got pulled off of Eazy-E's new Tombstone. The energy, it was very positive, and it was strong. I mean, people were happy to see Eazy-E have a new tribute and something that really represented him, that represents him. And so the feedback, I couldn't be happier to hear the things that people are saying. You know, they're happy, and it's been a long, long time coming. Like I told you before, you know, I've been a fan of Eazy-E's for over 3 decades, and for me, you know, it was the same thing. Like I couldn't wait to be a part of it. I couldn't wait to show everybody that, you know, that the possibilities are there, and for Eazy-E to have something that, you know, his family could be proud of and his fans could go look at and see him in that stone. And so you know, it's just been positive all the way around.
Yeah. Just to see the smiles on his kids' faces, that says it all right there. You know.
Yeah. And that especially, good point too, because you know his kids were there, and you know they were happy. You know, they were happy to be there, and you know, tears were shed, and you know, in happy ways. And. And it was good to see them all there together to share that, you know, very special moment. And you know, on their dad's 55th birthday. So it all went smooth. And, you know, the Rose Hill Cemetery, they were, you know, very, I mean, they were, from the very beginning, they were, you know, there to help us no matter what. And in being in the industry, I don't get that a lot. A lot of cemeteries try to throw up roadblocks, you know, and make things difficult, you know, even though that they're there to serve families, they're not there to serve families all the time if they're not selling the headstone. And so I'll tell you one thing, man, my hat's off to Rose Hills, because the hospitality that they showed was real good. I mean, they were there to support the family and to make sure everything went smoothly. And so, no, it was just a good experience, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Erica was real excited and proud to be able to do that. Not only to have you make a new tombstone for her father, but to also correct the fact that it said 1963 instead of 64. So for all these years, you know, people who come to visit him thought, oh, okay, he's born in 63. In actuality, he was born in 64. So you were able to fix that as well.
Yeah,
that's huge,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, you know, because you know, I think I told you last time I was on, I didn't know he was born in 64 until I met the family and I talked to the family. I thought he was born in 63. You know, I went to the cemetery and visited him as a fan first, and so, but looking at it online and you could see people arguing online about what year he was born in. And so there was definitely a question, but the family corrected it. They know what year he's born in, and so yeah, it's a good thing to get that fixed and so it can completely represent him the correct way.
Oh yeah, definitely. And since the unveiling, I've seen on your page that you announced another big project in the works. Can you speak about it?
Yeah. I posted that I'm now working with the Nate Dogg family. Nate Dogg passed away several years back, you know, and he, like Eazy-E, had a, you know, very humble headstone that just was, you know, your basic style, you know, your name and your dates. And so the family reached out to me a few days ago and wanted to see options. You know, they saw my a friend of the family actually saw the Eazy-E unveiling online and nudged the family and said, hey, what about Nate Dogg? And so they reached out. Excuse me, I got a phone call, it was the brother of Nate Dogg, and he wanted to see about options for his brother. And so of course, I'm like super happy to be a part of that one too, man. Nate Dogg, I love Nate Dogg, and just like Eazy-E, man, I've been a fan of Nate Dogg for years. I mean, years. He's been one of my idols, man. I just love his music. He brought gospel to rap in just a smooth way, and so you know, he's a you know, they call him the king of the hooks, you know, and so. I mean, it's a true story, man. He was a one of a kind, and it's an honor to be a part of this one as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And I know you're working on Seagram Miller's as well, Oakland legend. How's that coming along? And is there plans for an unveiling of that one as well?
We don't have a plan yet for an unveiling, but that's a good point because I need to reach out to the family and see what's up and see if we can go ahead and get that going, if they're into that. But it's going. We've got the designs already approved and everything's into production at this time, so it's being made. Here's, you know, this one's going to be another one of a kind. I don't like to do, you know, here's one thing about me and my business is I try to make everything a one of a kind, really. You know, like a lot of the companies out here, they, you know, I have books that people can flip through and look and pick out a design out of a book. But really, I mean, I want to sit down. I want to talk to you about who your loved one was and what made them happy and things that they like to do and hobbies, interests, religious beliefs and that type of thing. And so if we, you know, I can have that conversation with the family, then we can make something custom. Even it could be a, you know, inexpensive custom marker where, you know, we get some religious beliefs or, you know, a quote of some sort or, you know, some colors or a car, the favorite car or anything, you know, really. But, you know, the custom design in Seeger Miller, it's definitely a custom one. And, you know, I want to make something special for him too. So that one's going to be complete here, I would say, the next 60 days or so. And we'll be planning on, I'm going to reach out to the family here, maybe even tonight, because it's been on my mind, but to do an unveiling there in Oakland. Long overdue for seeing him.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, definitely. He's another one. He's been gone almost as long as Easy. I think he passed in 96.
He did.
But, you know, it's amazing how you do this for the families, you know. How did you get your name Cemetery Tim? Is that something you came up with, or did somebody brand you that?
You know, it's funny because I've got this Facebook page, and a couple of years or a few years ago, I was on there, and, you know, I was giving away headstones every week on my Facebook page, and people just started calling me Cemetery Tim, and I was like, oh, you're calling me Cemetery Tim. So I just kind of, I started doing a hashtag of Cemetery Tim, and then I just started, I made business cards with Cemetery Tim, and then it just started, you know. So that's kind of how it started, was people started to call me Cemetery Tim, and then I just ran with it, and then here we are today.
And it just took off, and it's still taking off. I mean, you're going to be the go-to guy, you know, all around the country. I mean, you go all over the country, do you not?
I do. I go everywhere. And we have headstones in every state, and that's something that I'm really proud of because, you know, it's a lot of work to start something and you know, like this and get it out there in a very short amount of time. And we put a lot of work into it, and we put a lot of dedication into it. And, you know, we've had contests, and we've given away over 115 headstones to families all over the country. And we've flown around, and we've done personal settings, and just met awesome families and made a lot of good friends along the way. And for me, business is, you know, business, but at the same time, you know, I like to do my business where I do good business and I do honest business and I make friends along the way and we have a good experience. And that's what it's been. That's how we started it. And that's how we're going to run with it until the end. And that's what we're doing now. You know, these families that are reaching out, these celebrity families and just all families that I encounter with, you know, I would like to call them my friends, and I like to, you know, have a long-lasting relationship. You know, even though we may not fly out to your cemetery, or, you know, or maybe we do, but the point is that we want to it's not just a transaction, it's not just a stone. You know, we want to make sure that there's a good relationship there to last.
Yeah. I mean, with this being such a personal thing for people, I mean, you really come in and you help out a family in need of something for the loved one that's no longer here. I mean, you and Erica, you guys are buddies for life. I could already see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys are two peas in a pod. What was it like meeting her? And she's like the enforcer of the right children, you know what I'm saying? She's the one that you don't want to mess with. But what's she like in person?
She's a sweetheart. She is. She's just a good person. She's a sweetheart. She likes to, you know, joke around and play and, you know, have a good time. She likes to kick back and, you know, and just have a good time. And that's what I like to do too. So when her and I get together, you know, we you know, just have fun. You know, we joke around, kid around, you know, and we have a good time. But, you know, when she came to Seattle, you know, we had a good time, but it was pretty much just all business, you know, for the first couple of days. And then we were able to go out with friends and stuff like that and have dinner and do karaoke and stuff like that afterwards. But she's just an all-around good person. It's a honor to be friends with her. And really, I consider her family now. Like, I consider the right family my family. And they treated me like family when I was in California. That was the first time I got to meet them, and they were open arms. And Erica, when she came to Toppenish, open arms. I mean, she was just there to support me and to, you know, see what Toppenish was like, you know, and we spent some good times here. And then she came back to Portland, and we were supposed to go to the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, but it got canceled. There was supposed to be, like, some skinheads or whatever fighting in the streets and stuff like that. So we decided not to go there, and we bounced down to Seattle. So we ended up just going down to Seattle. It was her, Shadana, and the kids, and me and my fiance. We went down there, and we got a hotel, and we, you know, we went bowling, and, you know, we just made a fun trip out of it for a few days. And so she's a good person. She's down to earth, and yeah, she is the enforcer, that's for sure. Don't mess with Erica.
I love the fact. You know, I love the fact that, you know, every single day, I mean, she reps her father to the fullest. And, you know, I'm so happy that she was able to get this done for her dad, because I know she was real proud to be able to do so. Yeah. And again, you knocked it out the park, Tim. The design was beautiful. When you made that, you know, what was your inspiration from talking to the family? I know we talked about this before, but... what was your inspiration to making Eazy-E's tombstone?
Well, my inspiration, you know, is just doing something, you know, for a legend, you know, like that, you know, it's all about him and to make the family happy. So whatever that means, you know, I talked to Erica about it, and she wanted just to represent him, and she, you know, wanted to let me pretty much design it. And so she put her thoughts into it too, but I, you know, she kind of let me roll with it, and that was really cool, because, you know, I don't want to say I study Eazy-E, but, you know, I read up on him, and like I said, I've been a fan for a long, long time, since I can remember, and so I knew what I was going up against, and just everything about it is a good experience for me and for the business. So I learned a lot. You know, I from the beginning, I knew that I wanted it to be the best it could be. I probably overthought it at the beginning, but, you know, I had to kind of think about it and just say, hey, you know, this is just going to be him, and we're just going to put his touch on it. And so that's – We brought his signature in. I asked Erica if she had a signature of his, and we were able to get that on there. And just, you know, personal touches, that was it. You know, my inspiration is just to make the best thing I can make for that family.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I thought it was phenomenal. Now, how long, you know, something like that, it's going to last hundreds of years. What kind of life does a tombstone like that have on it?
Well, granite, it's a granite piece, and there's nothing that's going to, you know, it's not going to dissolve or deteriorate or anything like that. It's granite has been around for, I don't know, millions of years in the ground. So it's just a beautiful polished piece of granite that's in the ground, you know, and it'll be there for years to come. And just like how Eazy-E's was when it was there for 24 years, we pulled it out of the ground, and there may be like some superficial scratches on it, but it was still it was a nice piece of granite still 24 years later. And so that piece right there is going to be, I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same granite. It'll be there forever.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely a beautiful piece. You know, I definitely look forward to seeing more of these pieces. I got the homie Sin from France. He wants to ask you a question, Tim. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Samir and team.
Hey, how's it going?
How you came with the idea of designing the tombstones, and was you a painter or into graphic design school or something?
Well, I actually started in a cemetery. So my background is cemetery. I started in the cemetery working with families, and that's where I started doing this from the very beginning. And so I saw a need to help families with, you know, financing. I saw, you know, a need to help families make decisions and give them affordable ways to honor their loved ones. Hey, look, because, you know, everybody knows how expensive it is to die, and how expensive it is to have a tombstone placed on your loved one's grave. And being in the industry, in the cemetery, I was a cemetery manager for a 30-acre park, for a 30-acre property. And so it was a busy place. But I saw a need to start my own company and offer in-house financing, offer layaway, you know, just offer special deals to families that otherwise couldn't afford it, you know, because a lot of these places, they want half down or all the money down just to even, you know, say yes, they'll do it. And I didn't want to do it that way. And so, you know, starting off at the cemetery, I just saw a need, and that's where I got my start, was there.
Wow.
Yeah. I see you did graphics for, like, for the fire department, or native Indian designs, a lot of diversity, in fact.
Yeah,
a lot of different designs? Yeah, and we're going to continue doing different designs. You know what, I like to offer families options, you know, and if they want something completely custom, then we can do it. You know, like we've done wire wheels. We're doing semi trucks. You know, we're just doing, you know, just custom pieces. So whatever it is that your loved one, you want for your loved one, we can do it. You know, like I always tell people, if the mind can think of it, we can do it. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. So how long have you you said you were the manager of a cemetery? How long have you been doing the tombstones, Tim?
I'm going on my 6th year.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going on my 6th year, and you know, and along the way, we've been able to help hundreds and hundreds of families and assist families all over the country. You know, we've given away over, I'd say the last I counted was 112, but I know I've given away a couple more along the way. So I'm going to just say 114-ish headstones. We've given them away to people in so many different states, and we've flown around and we've set them for families. And that was the contest. If you won the contest, then Cemetery Tim will not only create a headstone for you, but I'll fly in and I'll even come set it for you. And so that kind of jumped off my Facebook page, and we're able to reach out to a lot of people that way. But that's where I got my start, and it's been a true blessing. We're, you know, like we're working with Seagram Miller's family and Nate Dogg's family, Eazy-E family, and we're also working with Lisa Left Eye Lopez, her family. And she's another great that, you know, left us way too soon. And her family is scheduled to come to Toppenish just like Erica did for Eazy-E. And that one's going to be, I'm going to say, coming up here the next month and a half, that they'll be coming down here. We're going to go ahead and schedule a date here real soon. But Ron, her brother, and her mom, Wanda, and Raindrop, her sister, they're all supposed to be coming down here. And they're already making plans, and they've hired an event planner for that. So it's a done deal. But it's a true blessing, you know. And I think I mentioned before, I'm working with, and I want to give a shout out to this family too. They're not in the hip hop industry, but they are in the music industry. And this guy's been in music, I think, even before I was born. But Jimmy Gonzalez, he's a very famous Tejano musician from Grupo Mas, and he's got 8 Grammys. He won 7 Latin and 1 American Grammy. And that's big, man. He's been around a long, long time, but rest in peace. He passed away last year in June, and we're actually going to fly out to Brownsville, Texas in like 4 weeks, and we're going to set his headstone. And I shouldn't even be really saying that too much, but it's coming up real quick here. But rest in peace, Jimmy Gonzalez, and all these greats. You know, we're working with some great families, and it's an honor to be doing what I'm doing. And, you know, if there's anybody else out there that has a loved one that needs a custom piece, I know that there was some people on my Facebook page trying to put me in touch with Nipsey Hussle's family, you know, you know, I visited Nipsey Hussle's grave last week. I was there, I think it was about a week ago, and he's another one that gone way too soon, who, you know, was in the mix doing some great things. He had a lot of great music, and he was doing some good things for his community, and that's really respectable. You know, it would be an honor to work with that family and to make something special for Nipsey. You know, I would love an opportunity to do that, or for any family that's listening or could be referred to. You know, I'm here, and you can reach me anywhere, social media or my phone number. But I just wanted to get that out there and say that, because it's true. You know, it would be an honor. And that's how I think about it, you know, it would just be a special thing. And like I said, for Nipsey Hussle, he didn't have a stone when I was there. And, you know, and I'm very familiar with the regulations in that forest lawn. So if they're listening, or if they can get referred, you know, somebody can put me in touch with them, it would be a true honor. I'll make a one-of-a-kind piece for that man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I mean, I don't know the situations of the tombstones of DJ Ready Red or Fresh Kid Ice. You know, those guys were legends and pioneers, you know, Ghetto Boys,
yeah,
and Two Live Crew. But there's,
yeah,
so many people out there that could use your services, and I love the fact that you offer them to just everyday people and celebrities. You know?
Yeah.
You know, what's the best way, you know, if families want to reach out to you, give them all your info, Tim.
Okay. So I'm under Cemetery Tim on Facebook. I have a Facebook page and a personal profile under Cemetery Tim. And you could just check me out there. Or my 888 number is 888-420-1031. 888-420-1031. And then I have a website that, you know, has all my contact information. Also, cemeterytim.com. I've got cemeterytim@gmail if you just want to write me. Those are the ways that people contact me. Usually is through social media. But I'm down for phone calls, or, you know, however you want to do it. I'm very flexible. We can make something special. We'll definitely make something special.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Are there any pieces, you know, obviously the Eazy-E, but are there any other pieces that stand out that you've done over the years?
Yeah, I've done larger monuments. I've done a big piece up here in Yakima it was the only Medal of Honor recipient in our county who gave his life for this country and went and took on machine gunners, and he was gunned down in war. I designed and created that one, which is here in a local cemetery. Another military one that I did that's hanging on the wall in a gymnasium at the Army base. I did one for Aaron Blanchard, who was taken out of the skies. His helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan. So I've done a couple of big pieces there. But I've got stones, like I said, in every state, and you know, special. I've got custom stuff in every state, and I'm looking to grow that. You know, I'm really looking to grow my reach and work with more families. I might be working with the Red Fox family in Los Angeles. That man, you know, he was a funny guy, man. He was a funny guy, and you know, he has a real humble headstone. And I reached out to his daughter there, and we'll see what happens with that. But I'm definitely looking to expand and help more families all over the place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You could take this overseas. You know, because there's celebrities and famous people, athletes all over the world that could use this. Would you be willing to go different continents and take your business?
For sure. If there was a need, then I would definitely, you know, consider it and be a part of it. I'm looking to expand and just grow. You know, it's a thing that I wanted to do. I didn't want to get too many things going at one time, but if there's a need and if there's a way to make it happen, then I'm definitely open to hearing about it, or you know, opening into meeting with a family. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, hey Tim, thanks again for talking with us. I wanted to bring you back on after the unveiling to kind of get an idea of how it went, and we saw the videos of TMZ and all that. Phenomenal. You know, it's good to see that, and keep doing the work that you're doing, because you're bringing families joy. Even though their loved ones aren't here no more, what you're doing is actually helping them heal, you know,
sure.
By memorializing them. So definitely.
That's right.
You know, thanks for your work and what you do. And let's bring you on again in the future, buddy. Hopefully, you know, we'll get to see a Nipsey Hussle piece, a Nate Dogg piece, and some other ones coming up soon. And you take care of yourself, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Thank you. Anytime.
No doubt, brother. And everybody, please go to CemeteryTim.com. Check him out on social media, Cemetery Tim. And I'm telling you, if you got a loved one, you need to have a tombstone made up. This is the guy to get. And we're going to get out of here. We'll talk to you guys real soon. Peace.